VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Selena. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, everybody! I'm Selena. So, I know it's not beginning season, but lately the freezing temperature has been making me dream about summer. Anyway, don't you think this video is a bit outrageous? I couldn't believe that swimming suits, as popular as they are today, were once considered to be illegal. This video talks in detail about the history of bikinis. Be sure to check out the video and find out how it became so iconic. But first, let's look at some strict measures the authority took to regulate bikinis. Here's our sentence of the day. A lot of places had strict laws about minimum swimsuit length. Police would even walk around with rulers and straight up measure your bathing suit. A lot of places had strict laws about minimum swimsuit length. Police would even walk around with rulers and straight up measure your bathing suit. 那这句话的意思是，许多地区都针对泳衣的长度加以最短限制，警察甚至会携带量尺直接对你的泳衣进行测量。接下来老样子，我们来看到今天的发音重点吧。今天的两个发音重点都是弱化母音的连音。那首先我们先看到 walk around， walk around， 这边的 around 前面的 a 是弱化的母音，碰到前面的子音 k 变成 walk around。 那第二个发音重点是 straight up， straight up， 那这边的 up 有点念成弱化的母音 up， 所以念成 straight up， straight up。 最后我们来看到单字的部分吧。第一个单字是 measure，Measure， 它当作动词，意思是测量。I'm getting a custom closet, so I need to measure the distance between the walls. 举例来说，我要定制一个衣橱，所以我要测量墙壁间的距离。那接下来我想介绍一个动词片语 ，measure up。Measure up， 它的意思是符合、达到。The carpenter's skill needs to measure up to our expectations. 木匠的技术要达到我们的期望。最后 ，measure 如果当作名词的话，意思是方法、措施。For example, these measures can ensure the safety of the general public. 这些措施能保障大家的安全。接下来第二个单字是 length。length， 这边发音要稍微注意 ，g 的话它会念出来 length。length， 它当作名词，意思是长，就是长宽高的长。The swimming pool is 25 meters in length. 举例来说，游泳池的长25公尺。那假设是宽的话呢？宽的英文是 width. width， 它的拼法是 W-I-D-T-H， 但第一步发音，所以是 width， 它的意思就是宽。For example, the backyard is only 5 meters in width. 例如，后院只有5公尺宽。最后一个单字，我们看到 strict， strict， 它的意思是严格的，当作形容词用。For example, Jamie grew up under strict rules since her father serves in the military. 因为他的父亲从军，所以 Jamie 从小就遵守严格家规。That's the end of today's episode. Looking back on this regulation, it's obvious we take a lot of things for granted. Nowadays, we can wear whatever we want.Discover our own style without much difficulty. And that is a beautiful thing. Clothing can be seen as a form of expression, and putting strict rules on it is just unnecessary. So this summer, ladies and maybe gentlemen, be sure to wear that bikini and enjoy your time in the water. I know summer is still 5 months away, but hey, we can plan ahead, right?I'd like to know your thoughts on this video, so be sure to leave your comments and recordings below. And I'll see you next week. Bye bye, everybody!